They somehow think that the Google ranking is a metric of validity, when of course it's not at all. But it's very common. I mean, that's really a tremendous misperception.
Okay, enough on this. Oh, we got to do one more. I'm sorry. I still got to explain the internet. But who's you know about Google Trends? Okay, so let's do a Google trend. Oh, well, let me just read. So with Google, remember every click is being recorded, right? Every you type the word breast, you know, that goes into some massive database that at, you know, 6:45 p.m. on such and such a date, the word breast was searched for by somebody at this IP address. Okay, and there's a whole privacy issue about how much of that information they save for how long, but at least in aggregate, they keep track of who's searching for what and which link they clicked on, because that's the way they tune, you know, they tune their algorithm. So this gives it, makes it possible to track over time who is searching for what. So let's do a, I don't know, let's do a search for Obama or something like that.
Okay, you want to switch back over to me?
Yeah, go to Google, and then you just type google.com/trends. Okay, that's all.
This is also a very, very, very interesting thing. If everybody's not familiar with Google Trends, yeah, you can just sort of see what's going on.
Okay, so and they've correlated the trend line. So this goes from, you know, late December in 2007, you know, through the present. And they've automatically, and this is just the search volume, how many people search for that term, and they've made it, they've flagged some of the peaks and valleys with things from their news database. So on, at this particular moment, this was the moment when there was a story, McCain in command, Obama and Clinton battle, and there was a peak of interest in Obama then, and then there was another peak of interest in Obama searches. At the point where there was something about Michelle Obama in the newspapers and so on. If you type a comma, you can get the two things one over the other. So there's actually been, so which is which? Obama is blue and McCain is red, and there have been more people searching for Obama than for McCain, and you can speculate about why, maybe just because fewer people knew who he was than may have, you know, McCain's been around for a little while. But the sort of peaks were, you know, occurring in the same time here in the, you know, in the fall. Okay, add Palin to see what just add a. Okay, so there was almost nothing on Palin until there was nothing, zero, absolutely flat on Palin until, you know, a particular date here in the, you know, in the late summer, where she jumped up over above, you know, both McCain and Obama.